Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, choose. You and I make choices every day. And today in our text, Joshua is telling the people of God to make a choice. Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Just to be clear, this isn't some small choice or a foregone conclusion. Joshua isn't asking, do you want to eat at Wendy's or do you want to eat at Arby's? In fact, Joshua isn't really asking at all. Joshua is commanding the people of God to choose. They are to choose who they will serve. See, the choice should be simple. God has just brought these people into this new land. He's brought them into this by way of the Red Sea, protecting them and guiding them. In the wilderness, through his hospitality, God provided food and drink for the people time and time and time again. God has just struck down king after king, nation after nation, and given this land to the people. They're living in cities that they did not build. They're eating from vineyards and orchards which they did not plant. God has shown an extreme level of hospitality to his people. He showed it in that he chose them, just as he chose you. Joshua tells the people, choose this day whom you will serve. But they were in the land, weren't they? They had already received the good that was promised them. They marched around the walls. They blew the trumpets. They went into the cities. They fought battle after battle, war after war. They've driven the people from the land. What more does God want them to do? Well, like Joshua, let me tell you, choose this day whom you will serve. See, the people must have felt like this had already been decided. They boldly chose to follow God. In fact, they said, far be it from us that we would go after these other gods. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. Well, ding, ding, ding. They got it right. That's the correct answer, you and I might say, as we read this passage. How else were the people supposed to answer? How else could they answer? God has given them more than they deserved, and he has been more hospitable than you or I could have ever imagined possible. But then Joshua kind of spoils the fun. His response isn't exactly uplifting. He doesn't pat them on the back and say, good job, you got it right, guys. Let's do this together. Instead, he tells them, you've chosen the impossible. He says that they can't serve God. He says that their sins will be their downfall. They will chase after other idols, and God will consume them after having done them good. Just like you and me. Choose this day whom you will serve. It may seem like a foregone conclusion here. Aren't we already in church, you might say? What more could God or I possibly want you to do? Well, nothing new at all, really. Choose. Because once you and I leave these doors, there is a world of possibilities and choices out there. After we have taken the body and blood of Christ, after we have prayed together and confessed our faith using the words of the creed, it's easy to leave this place and search after the countless and thousands of idols that are out there in the world. Now, you might not sacrifice to a golden calf. In fact, I desperately hope that nobody in this room has ever sacrificed to a golden calf. Instead, I think that the idols you and I choose are far more attractive in our eyes. Success, money, leisure, and self. These are the idols that you and I favor today. You see, in the world that you and I live in, it's so easy to chase after these things. Who doesn't want to be successful? Or who doesn't want some more money? And if not for us, well, at least for our children, right? And while leisure within itself isn't exactly a bad thing, there's times where we prize it above the word of God. Still, though, I think self almost always takes the cake. I have to admit that I tend to idolize self quite frequently. What's in it for me? I know God says not to do this, but I want to. I know that I shouldn't be gossiping, but when I gossip, it's different. When I gossip, it's out of concern. I know that I should forgive, but how can I? It's so horrible because they did it to me. I don't think that I'm alone in this sin either. Now, today is All Saints' Day. It's good for the people of God to take a moment and pause in the life of the church to remember the saints that have gone on before us and to remember our sainthood as well. And if you're like me, you tend to go back in maybe the past year or maybe the past couple of years. But I want to encourage us today to go back even further than a year or two or even the past decade. The date I want us to focus in on is April 30th, 1957. Because on that day, the new congregation of the LCMS in Iowa City, Iowa, was established, named Our Redeemer Lutheran Church. It wasn't until October 20th, 1957, that Our Redeemer called its first pastor. And on July 13th, 1958, ground was broken for the construction of the first church building. But I want you to think about April 30th, 1957, because on that day, faithful Lutherans established this church body. Since then, four pastors have rightly preached the Word of God and administered the sacraments correctly, aided by six associate pastors who served alongside them. 15 men have spent their year of vicarage here to be prepared for the ministry. Since Our Redeemer was founded, 1,355 souls were baptized here and brought into the faith of the one true God. Since Our Redeemer Lutheran Church was founded, 1,404 people were confirmed in the faith. You see, countless people have come through these doors and heard the good news. They've heard the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we are saved by grace through faith on account of Christ. They've received the gifts, forgiveness of sins, salvation, and life everlasting. They have heard time and time again the glories of our God, all because the saints who have gone on before us served faithfully, all because they held on to the promise of God. You see, this was how they served God. So choose. Choose this day whom you will serve. See, sinful people, you and I are, the temptation will always press in on us to serve ourselves and all these other useless and worthless idols in the world, but cling to the promise of God who has shown the greatest hospitality, as he has always shown it to his people. God chose you. He is the one who brought you into faith. He who is the one who made you, who were once an enemy of God, a beautiful child. The only choice you really have left is to choose to cling to that gift or to go and serve these countless worthless idols. It isn't easy. So may the words of Joshua and the testimony of the saints who have gone on before us be your encouragement. They chose to serve God. They mirrored his hospitality, and it showed in the way that they loved their community and the way that they loved their church. Due to their faithful service to God, you and I are here worshiping today in this place. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, says Joshua. As for our Redeemer, we will serve the Lord, is the testimony of the saints who have gone on before us. As for you and me, well, we've got a choice to make. Christ commands, contribute to the needs of the saints. Therefore, we show hospitality. Choose. Choose wisely. So be it. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.